producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Joe Biggs is inside the city center there, but they've got it fenced off. There are, looks like, hundreds of people outside protesting against the Lord and Savior Hillary Clinton. Joe Biggs is about to walk over to talk to the InfoWarriors and folks with signs saying Hillary for president. I got a sneaking suspicion that's a bunch of InfoWarriors out there. Joe Biggs, take over.
All right, yeah, so we're out here once again at the Sunset Station here in downtown San Antonio. Castro is up there talking right now. To his right is Hillary Stalin Clinton. I mean, if you guys have been showing the pictures of these posters, I mean, it really just makes you disturbed. Your stomach hurt. Just
well, let's go
that.
Talk to those but Patriots, yeah. Joe.
What's funny, they just said that Castro announced Hillary and said that she has the ultimate plan for immigration. I thought that was pretty funny. So as you can hear over here, there's people booing.
Miss folks with Hillary for president signs. I love it. Headline, San Antonians boo Hillary. Hundreds boo Hillary in San Antonio.
Look at this guy. Hey, what are you here for?
Hillary for president, man. I want to tell Hillary.
Stop Congo genocide.
Stop Congo genocide, okay?
All right, we're running into some folks with some.
Stop Congo genocide.
These are folks that want Hillary to do something in Africa. I see a Hillary for President 2016 sign. How many folks would you say there, Joe?
A couple hundred up and down the fence. The one says, when her husband lied, no one died.
Good Lord, these are some gruesome photos. What's happening in the Congo?
Hillary equals scandal.
Well, there are a lot of Hillary for President. Infowars.com sign, I see that. Hey, see if you can get that fellow with the Infowars.com. Hillary for President to come talk to you.
Hey, Alex, just wanted to say hello, and America, I need to wake up.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
To all the lies and all the scandals that are happening, that have continued to happen, and will not stop to happen.
That's Mario Lopez.
Where should Hillary go? To the White House or to prison?
To prison.
Thank you.
Hey, say hi to Mario Lopez. Call him back. That's a vet we've interviewed. He's also an artist. He's got a bionic arm.
He's done.
It's so loud out there, you can't hear anything. There's a lot of other listeners out there. Well, good job, listeners, being out there.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people are screaming. There's some new custom-made Hillary for prison.
Joe, I think it might be time for you to take your shirt off and let everybody see what you're really wearing. See how long they leave you in there.
Okay.
You think they'll let you stay?
We'll see.
You think this is the right time? He is removing the Stalin Hillary shirt for radio listeners. And I guess it's a little hot out there. He's got a shirt on under it. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary for president. But his name tag is over the prison part, so we'll see once they see that.
All right. So here's the Hillary for prison.
Inside the Hillary nest. Oh, look, some of the Hillary morons are coming over. I'm surprised they're even bipedal.
Hand that way. Come on. Yeah, they're all starting to line up around me.
Oh, the cops?
Yeah.
Is it so scary that you took a shirt off? I mean, it's hot out there.
Yeah, it's hot out there. It's sure as hell going to be hot in prison, too, when she goes. Let's walk around.
All right, walk over to the cop. Tell him hi.
Hey, guys.
All right, we'll see what happens. We're going to keep the feed up for this 1 minute or 3 minutes. We're going to be back, Joe. Stay right there. Try not to get thrown out till we come back. Back in 3 minutes. Right. We'll keep the feed live. Infowars.com/show of your radio listener. You can go there and pick all this up. I'm Alex Jones. This is the tip of the spear of the InfoWar as we desperately attempt to rally humanity against the eugenicist forces of globalism.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton, a disgraced former Secretary of State, First Lady, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, persecution of Christians, you name it, is speaking. Joe Biggs is there inside the lion's den with her minions, with the other self-propelled stomachs, wearing his Hillary for President 2016 shirt. Joe Biggs, let's hear a little bit from Hillary herself.
Yeah, we'll try. We're kind of far back.
Yay!
She says that she's going to do everything she can for veterans.
You taught me so much.
I don't think so.
You opened your homes. You believed in me. You worked hard for me. I'm running for president to work hard for you.
She said that Americans have opened their homes for her, and she is going to be running for president.
Oh, yeah, we're picking it up good. We can hear him.
Okay.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
There was a presidential race going on back then, and I was sent by the Democratic National Committee to register Texas voters. So I came down here for the summer with my boyfriend.
Hillary for prison!
She said Castro's her boyfriend. Did you hear that?
Brilliant guy with a bushy head of hair and a beard.
Oh, better not be talking about me, woman.
Looked kind of like a Viking, if you want to know. And he had so much passion for Democratic politics, and I just got caught up in understanding what we needed to do to try to encourage and mobilize people to vote.
Listen to that monotone, trained voice. So annoying.
That's what decides the direction of our country. What he taught me back then and what he's continued to teach me is one of the many reasons I married him a few years later.
Bill Clinton.
And I gotta tell you, Bill and I fell in love with South Texas. We ate a lot of green enchiladas.
Don't vote for Monica's boyfriend's wife.
Now, what they do is they give him an anthropology briefing.
Shinerbach.
Hit Shinerbach, green enchiladas. South Texas, she's this is CIA anthropology. Every area she goes to, she says the politics.
Lifelong friends.
Gosh, it's sick.
So many unforgettable experiences. Now, look, I was a mongrel in Chicago. I hardly know a word to understand that. But I drove around South Texas and the valley.
She just said she drove.
Yeah, and the valley.
And people welcomed me into their homes.
It's all identity politics. Green enchiladas, the valley. Slit your throat if she could.
And I listened as people shared their stories, their worries, their dreams.
I'm going to give you your dreams. I know your area. Green enchiladas. I'm your friend. Obamacare, it's free. 2+2=5.
Mothers,
grandmothers, each group. Grandmothers, mothers, Vikings, Hispanics, all of you, black people, women. Ooh, ooh, you're all getting mentioned. I'd get up there and give them a real speech. I wouldn't go, I know you're Shinerbach and your green enchiladas. She speaks in Kentucky. She goes, it's good to be here today. I don't know, gang, don't bang, gang, girl. You think I'm joking? And then when she goes to, like, L.A. to speak to Hispanic groups, she goes, hello, good to see you today. I mean, this is the condescension of how dumb she thinks people are. Let's go back and listen to her in her monotone voice.
And even better, it helped to send me to college.
To send me to Congress. See, I've come to your planet to assimilate you. Please submit. This will not be too painful.
America should always be a place where if you work hard and you do your part, you can get ahead and stay ahead.
It's hard to hear me over the screen for help.
Yeah, get ahead, stay ahead. Yeah, Joe, tell us what it's like to be with this nest of low IQ people.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's like a train full of idiots derailed and it all tipped over right here inside of this station.
That place is like a giant toilet, actually.
Why do you like Hillary Clinton?
Well, many reasons why I like Hillary. Most because, well, she knows what she's talking about. Not like Carson, who, let's say, says a Muslim can't be president, but under the Constitution, anybody can be president unless you're here from the United States. So
ask him if you like Sharia law.
That's pretty cool. Okay?
Do you like Sharia law?
No, I don't. But if you got Trump to be our president, you will have Sharia law. You will also have a lot of Sharia law. Because you have all these abortion people saying, hey, look, you know what? Abortion is bad. But we live in a country where pro-choice is the way to go. Because I believe in pro-life, actually. I'm a Christian. But that's my view. That's my belief. Okay? If I lived in a Sharia law kind of state, then my belief wouldn't matter.
Well, tell him Hillary wants to bring millions of radical Islamists here.
That's not right.
Ask him about Benghazi.
There's a whole bunch of radical Islams in here.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. How is that possible?
The migrants.
What do you think? How's Hillary going to do anything for veterans?
Answer that question. How is she bringing in radicals?
You tell me.
Well, she's not going to bring
the migrants.
So she has the most select immigration policy. She wants to allow everybody in.
Let me tell you something.
Almost every country out there has immigration laws.
I'm going to answer a question. It goes back.
You actually came over here to me. I didn't come to you. You're going to play my game. You're going to play my game. Oh, yeah, we want to hear Stalin talk.
My my grandparents came from Mexico, and
a little bossy woman doesn't want to talk. Oh, God, talk to that feminist. Look at that pea brain. Like that. Talk to the pea brain. Come on, talk to the pea brain.
He came here.
Okay, let's hear what do you have to say?
There you go. I just want you guys to scoot out of the way and be respectful of the people that are here.
No, I'm staying here.
Let's do an interview, pea brain.
Roger that. U.S. America.
Ask her if she's for free speech.
I can interview whoever I want. Hillary for prison. Well, then how about you turn that way, then, and watch what she's saying. Instead, you're sitting there. Well, then don't tell me that you can't hear what she's saying or see. That's pretty ignorant, right? Roger that. So as you can see, there's a lot of mindless zombies out here.
Oh, I know. That's a pea brain right there.
I'm here because Hillary is for women.
I do have one more thing to say. You talk about Hillary going to prison. This is what's really interesting. Back in the Iran-Contra scandal, when Reagan was lying to the people about selling cocaine.
Bring up Benghazi to him.
What do you call it? Minority.
Yeah, we know about that.
Whoa.
We're not worried about that. Look, I don't care about that. That's old. We already know that. Trust me. If you know who this is, trust me. We know about that. Well, guess what?
Benghazi.
I don't care about that. Benghazi?
Bush,
Benghazi,
little Bush, one of his things that he does to cut costs was to cut a lot of...
And they call him a member of the Bush family.
...a lot of our overseas
areas. She calls him her brother.
One of the areas that was cut was Benghazi. So probably had him Benghazi.
Where is Bush too, buddy?
Enough guards there to defend that area and stuff. That's the reason why there was a lot of deaths in Benghazi. So let's really get that straight.
So we're not funding the rebels.
Since you have this going on.
We're not funding the rebels?
So, anything else you want to ask me?
Yeah, I do. Alex, you have any other questions for him?
Well, I mean, Hillary funded the radical Islamists in the State Department in Syria. What does he think about Russia standing up against that?
So, Hillary funded the Syrian moderate rebels. How do you feel about Russia stepping in and bombing ISIS?
They are just as smart.
Russia actually makes a lot of money off of the president of Syria. I'm talking trillions of dollars.
Trillions?
Bombing? He's really bombing all the people over there. They're actually going against that president. Not really the Syrian. I mean, the Syrian, what they call ISIS or any of them and stuff. That's really the truth of it all. Also, in Iraq, President Putin also sold a lot of stuff to the Iraqis, such as night vision goggles and other stuff like that. So if you're for...
This guy's so
uninformed. Bombing over there in Syria, you're for a guy that was bombing those kind of veterans over there that were helping.
No, the West started
over there
it.
In Iraq. And
actually, I'm a veteran. Like,
then you should know. And that's pretty messed up. So
the Russians didn't give anything to the Iraqi opposition.
No, I don't support our country supplying
Saddam
weapons
from the U.S. and Iraq. I mean, and the Russians.
We've never supplied weapons to ISIS.
I'll tell you who we're supplying to. We're supplying to the, what do you call it, the people over there who are
the moderate rebels. That's just another name.
Al-Nusra is Al-Qaeda.
It's a political name. It's just like when you say, when a president says you support our troops. They don't mean do you support our troops. What they mean is do you support our policies. It's a mind trick. It's propaganda to trick you, the viewer, who just watches and believes everything on TV to go along with it. So that way it guilt trips you into saying, yeah, I'm for the troops. I'm not against them, obviously. But what you said yes to is actually the policies of going over and bombing countries, going into countries we don't belong in, playing Team America World Police. What do you think Hillary Clinton's going to do? She used to be an anti-war hippie, and now she's one of the biggest warmongers.
She attacked Syria.
Okay, well, you brought some really great points. I really appreciate that stuff.
She attacked
Let's go down what you guessed.
Serbia.
Number one, before we talk about warmongering, let's look at one of our last, what do you call it, vice presidents, Cheney, who's one of the biggest warmongers.
Oh, I don't like him either. I hate him.
So that's warmongers. You know, you should really look for those kind of people.
He doesn't listen.
I don't have to worry about them now. I'm worrying about the next president who's going to run my country into the ground. The last guy's been screwing up. Every promise he said, we're going to close down Guantanamo. We're going to pull everybody out of Afghanistan. Guess what? We're leaving 5,500 more troops. That's what Obama's doing. He hasn't done one thing he said. I don't want another Obama because guess what? Hillary Clinton's going to be another Obama, and she's another Clinton. We don't need that.
But when you have a Republican, what do you call it, party president saying that his whole big thing, idea is...
See, he just thinks we're Republicans. He just identifies with Hillary.
Republican. And not, well, I'm just saying... You know, and
we're against the establishment candidates.
Helping the middle class and stuff like that. For those 8 years, unfortunately, Obama's had such a hard time.
We've heard all the Democratic talking points, Joe. That's good. You probably want to move on to somebody else, Joe. We're going here for Suey Sam.
How can Hillary Clinton...
And no matter what
okay, well, I got to go.
Okay. This isn't just an urban problem.
Joe, we're going to break. You're doing a great job. This is pretty informative stuff. Take a break a few minutes, and then just get in the holding pattern there, because I have a feeling they're about to try to throw you out. There's the Secret Service. Let's get some pans of the Secret Service, and then we're going to come back with one more segment, then I'm going to get into the really big news here straight ahead. Joe Biggs in the middle of the Hillary moron train. We'll be back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
No. All right, we got shots of San Antonio police officers, Secret Service, you name it. Joe is over the fence inside the Hillary moron factory. And I'm sorry, these people really are helpless, just like some mainline Jeb Bush supporters are. And we're sitting there trying to explain to the guy, we're against Hillary because she's involved in all these wars. She's a huge, basically, neocon. He just keeps going back to Ronald Reagan, who's dead. We get both parties have major problems, but the Democrats, of the venereal diseases, are like the AIDS, you know, and whereas the Republicans are more like gonorrhea at this point. And I hate to use gross analogies like that, but they're going for broke here. Joe Biggs, they have left you alone with your Hillary for prison shirt. That's good. You're not stirring up any trouble. You're just there doing interviews. So I'm glad that the San Antonio folks are not acting too police state. Any other observations, Joe Biggs?
Well, actually, most of them, the actual local police are looking at me smiling. Are agreeing with my shirt. Every now and then you'll see him kind of look over and nod, and you'll see like a smirk happen or whatever. But they're trying to be professional and not show any kind of political side or favoring whatsoever. But obviously people out here screaming Hillary for prison, you know, go to jail for war crimes. Now you have people over here screaming that Hillary needs to go to the White House. And like I said, a train full of idiots wrecked, flipped over, and it all poured out here into this area. And it's just a whole other world.
What did you think of that guy's canned responses? He wasn't listening to anything. He just likes Hillary, even though he doesn't like her policies, and he just supports her mindlessly.
And that's how most of the people are here. I mean, that's how most of the people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton are. They're mindless. They have no idea. They don't really look at the facts. They don't actually go in. This is a whole country that's just obsessed with being progressive and trendy and cool. You know, we just had the last guy. He was black at first. So now automatically we have to have the first female president. And if not, we're misogynist, we're sexist, we're racist, you know. And it's that whole same thing that they keep serving to us every day. You know,
Joe Biggs, who are you really liking? I mean, obviously, I like what Trump says. I like the fact he's aggressive. I don't know about Trust's history, but now they're moving to basically go after Rand Paul and Ron Paul, indicting their former chief of staff for nothing, literally nothing. I mean, this is getting creepy.
Well, it shows you they're scared of, you know, the Pauls, obviously. I mean, these are people who go out and speak the truth. You know, there are some things that Rand Paul does that I don't really agree with. But there's more things that he does do that I do go with. You know, Donald Trump, like we've said before, he says a lot of great things. But at the same time, he doesn't offer a lot of solutions. It's still early in the race. I'm still hoping for him to come out and kind of give me some solutions to these problems that he's bringing to the table. You know, building a wall simply will not fix this immigration problem. We've been to the border before. We've shown how wide open it is, and even if there is a fence there, in places in Arizona or Texas that have fences, people still get over it, they go under it, they figure out a way. They pay somebody, they get stuck in the back of the trunk. We need to do something more than just building a wall, and that's just going to be a big waste of money. But, you know, like I said, it's early. He's got time to come out with some other things. You know, I think Webb on the Democrat side really doesn't fit over there. I think he should have been in the GOP race. He doesn't really seem to have the qualities of the other candidates that were running for the Democratic contender. So who knows? Like I said, it's still early. We'll see what happens. But at this point in time, what I do know 100% is that this woman does not belong in there. She does not belong in the White House. She does not belong as our president. It's disgusting to see this many people show up in support of this woman, knowing that she's going into this with so many lies on the table. You know, if you're going to run for an important position such as the President of the United States, and you've already got this many scandals going on before it even happens, and yet people are still voting for you, that just shows how doomed we are.
Well, I agree, and I just can't believe that she's gotten away with so much. I mean, I can't really think of anybody more corrupt than Hillary Clinton. And if she crawled under a rock like Bush or something, it'd be one thing, but she just hangs around forever. They've been on air. I mean, they've been in politics since I was a little kid, and I've been on air 20 years having to cover Hillary Clinton, and I am so sick of her. I mean, it's like it's a bad movie that I'm sick of looking at. It's like Groundhog Day, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when Bill Burr started running. I was very young. I remember that happening, and my teacher asked me, why don't you like Bill Clinton? And I just had some, you know, childish answer at the time, but, you know, it turned out to be right. You know, these guys have a bad history, and they're going to continue. And the biggest thing is whenever you run into feminists, and they say they're pro-women, they're pro-empowerment and all this and that, but they never really look at the fact that the Clintons take money from these different countries that simply treat women like garbage. So how can you say that you're for women and then you allow that to happen? Or say that you want to empower women to do the right thing, but then you sit there and cover up for your husband who's, having affairs and, you're having his back.
Absolutely. Joe,
that doesn't show empowerment.
Keep reporting. Great job. We'll have more of your footage on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going to come back and break down political persecution in America and the feds creating new units run by the Democrats and the Southern Poverty Law Center to persecute the patriots, and it's certainly accelerating. Key information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live broadcasting worldwide. We have an hour and a half left in the worldwide broadcast. Rob Dew is going to be hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive. Cover the latest breaking news and get into a Merck whistleblower is going to be joining him. This whistleblower has made international headlines exposing what they knew vaccines were really doing. This is bombshell information. I suggest you tape this. I suggest you download this live transmission and you share it with your friends and family that have been told there's no problem with vaccines, that they're safe and effective. This is going to be some key intel coming up in the fourth hour. He's going to cover some other news as well. That's half of the fourth hour. We'll be with that whistleblower, Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News Director, hosting the fourth hour. Paul Watson, host of the Nightly News last night. It was extremely powerful. I'm going to try to recap what I covered in the first hour. Paul Watson's doing a big article on it right now. I'm going to then work with him some this evening as well on a piece for tomorrow. It's great to have Paul Watson here in Austin with us. Got to go back to England next week. He's going to be covering a Monsanto march in D.C. With his girlfriend this weekend up in D.C. She's over visiting on work in D.C., so he's going to rendezvous with her, have a little play and a little work all at the same time. That makes sure Jack's not a dull boy, doesn't it? So that is coming up. But Rob Dew in the fourth hour today. Now, before we go any further, and I get into this and play these clips we haven't gotten to yet, I just want to remind listeners that we've got some exciting news. Super Male Vitality, that is a concentrated, organic, cold-pressed herbs and then key compounds to trigger the herbs that doesn't mimic testosterone. What it does is it gets your body, according to Dr. Group's research, to get your naturally to release more key hormones. Now, that's what we believe it's doing. All I know is you can try it for yourself. These are well-known herbs associated with male vitality, with stamina, with energy, with, I'll just tell you quite frankly, the first thing I noticed, because the group was joking around about it, and I took it one day, and the next morning was like, wow, you know, am I 20 years old again? And I'm just not trying to get graphic here. It's the real deal. It's the real deal. And you can read the rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. We have links to third-party review sites that go over all of that. We're also running a bunch of specials. We like to have specials every week. I've got to say this week's specials are particularly wide spectrum. 20% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, sublingual, under the tongue drops. We also have 10% off and free shipping on water filters, and we have 10% off and free shipping on storable food. And to do free shipping on storable food is a big, big deal, because it's obviously heavy. And that's InfoWarsSelect.com, powered by My Patriot Supply. We have My Patriot Supply right next to InfoWars Select, exact same food, packaged at the same time. They got their factory going where this stuff's like a week old. It lasts 25 years. It's totally sealed inside these big vacuum-packed plastic containers and then sub-containers within it. They've got the best packaging, the highest quality food, and it is some of the most competitive. Cheap crud costs as much as this, and that people totally discount. This is quality food, a lot of calories, what I chose for my family, doing a lot of research. Because I could have three or four storable foods companies here, and I just won't have the bad mojo, the bad karma, whatever you want to call it. And I know in Hinduism there's this thing as bad karma. It's just karma. I don't really believe. You reap what you sow. Let's use a Bible allegory. I am a superstitious person. I will not screw anybody over. In fact, even my enemies now, I just expose them and try to fight the big enemies. Little enemies, I just let them attack me because I just feel sorry for them. They're such fallen, weak, pathetic people. I'm not bragging saying I'm some great guy. It's just that's why I've been so blessed, I know, is that I don't try to do people right because of that metaphysical rule. I am just like that to begin with. But even if you were a bad person, you wouldn't want to screw people over because it comes back on you. That's all I'm telling you. And people don't seem to understand that. They just don't seem to know that. What I'm saying is, whether it's our nutraceuticals or whether it's storable food or whether it's water filtration systems, we try to bring in the very best. And if something better for the price than ProPure G2 comes out and is the same price or just a little bit more, I'm going to advertise that. I found some filters that I think are as good as the G2 system and are comparably priced. So I'm going to be adding those in the next week to the site. I mean, it's like we got like 8 or 9, I guess it's more than that now, companies of non-GMO, high-quality heirloom seeds. And we've got just a whole bunch of companies there, and we get the lowest prices in contracts with folks because I want to be the InfoWars Seed Center. I want to sell the widest variety of high-quality seeds at the lowest price that we can legally give you. By legally, again, you have to sign contracts because we'll go so low that we're so competitive. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, a lot of different specials right now. If you missed any of them, you can call our great crew until 6 o'clock every night, like 8 a.m. to 6 o'clock, answers the phones, and it goes to an answering service that are knowledgeable right here in Austin, Texas. They can answer your questions and take your order, but I think our crew obviously is in-house, so they're even more informed. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions and tell about different specials that are available, but Supermill Vitality is now back in. Okay, we've only got in this hour about 20 minutes left, so I need to move now. A lot of times news comes together in a confluence, or I guess you could call it an aligning of the stars, and then you really take a deep breath and go, my gosh, it really is that bad. The government has been hijacked by foreign banks. They brag about this at Davos. They brag about it in official UN documents that we've covered. They're flooding the West with open borders. They're destabilizing. They're taking a lot of problems in societal breakdown, showing some bad cops, projecting it on to police in general to create a revolution against the police that the feds will guide and control that will then be used to federalize the police. And then that's an admitted strategy by Al Sharpton. I talked about it years ago, but he's gotten up on TV. We played the clips and just admitted it. George Soros admits it. He's done this in other countries too, like Ukraine. So we're in a very dangerous situation, and they're moving. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former top Reagan administration official, Wall Street Journal editor, concurred that, yes, they're going to a new level of persecution of whistleblowers, journalists. They are moving to go after the Pauls. They've indicted their chief of staff and number two person for giving money to a political candidate, which they then claim endorsed Rand Paul. Well, they run political campaigns. They fund libertarians. They raise the money. This is how they've written the laws, where the feds can interpret it. If you stick a stamp on sideways, wire fraud. People have been indicted for that. So that's why when I ran for office for like a week, I started talking to lawyers and looking. I ran for state rep. Started looking at the. It was like they'll just put me in jail. There's no way to follow this. So that's where all this is going. And then, when in governments in history, when governments create new police units and put their political officers over them, that's because they know there's different camps in the FBI, different camps in the federal marshals, different camps in the Commerce Department, different camps in the SEC, FTC, and they can't get those units to go and frame Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Joseph Farah. I mean, these are people that are being targeted. Governor Abbott, his attorney general has been indicted. I told you about that before it happened. And I happen to know that the governor's honorable and is doing this because he cares about Texas and the country. I happen to know Ron Paul. These people don't want to go up against these criminals, but they're men. They love their families, and they just will not bow to this evil. And they hope there's enough political pressure as they get indicted that people understand that this is like Nazi Germany when Hitler started arresting people in 36, 37, 38. Then they start wars. Look what they're doing with Russia. Look how they're funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And so they brought in, and this is all on the Justice Department website, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. There's an hour and a half C-SPAN video of this. We're going to play some clips right now. We'll have more tomorrow. There's so much of it. And we just had an article just go up. DOJ official praises Southern Poverty Law Center's work in combating domestic terrorism. SPLC says it has places groups, including conservative Christian groups, on its hate list based on their beliefs. That's actually a CNS news report. So we've been covering this, and now some folks are actually covering it. But they say that they get their directives from the UN, Obama administration and UN, announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. And then that was 2 weeks ago. This is today. Justice Department creates domestic terrorism unit outside of the FBI to liaison directly with your local police departments, and then they're directed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, who put out literature to police departments saying, if someone has a get us out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and arrest them. Chances are they're a terrorist. That's a quote. And they're arresting people for rebel flags in Georgia and charging them with terrorism, saying the rebel flag hurt someone's feelings. I mean, this is Nazi Germany. This is Soviet Russia level stuff. The question is, are they going to roll it out big time? So it's federalization of police. It's globalization of police. It's new special units that are purely political. It will accompany false flags to demonize us. It's very dangerous. Now, I've got five clips here. It'll take at least 5 minutes the next hour to get to all this when I hand the baton to Rob Dew. But let's go to the homegrown extremist part. This is at George Washington University, named after the founder, who they say, Associated Press, you can pull this up, founding fathers wouldn't be included in today's military, and George Washington would be seen as an extremist today and was a bad person. So they're at the university. They want to take down George Washington statues. That's been called for. They hate the American flag as well. These are extreme radicals. And they now run the show, and they're now going to be in all your local departments persecuting police that don't get on board with this. I mean, this is a takeover. I just got chills. And again, it's not saying it's going to happen next week or next month. It's just the rollout is intensifying. The good news is these people have been exposed. So they're cornered rats. They're going for everything with Hail Marys, but they got a chance of catching the ball in the end zone. I mean, they could win. This is like sudden death overtime NFL, folks. I mean, this we're in the fight, but man, we are in a fight. Let's go ahead and go to the homegrown extremist. And again, Joe Biden's been at these meetings. It's got the attorney general there. And it's truly sickening how they mix Islamic terror that they're funding in with patriot groups. Here it is.
So while we address that evolving international threat of violent extremism,
John Carlin,
we have not and cannot lose sight of the domestic terrorism threat posed by violent extremists. Terror and extremism do not always originate elsewhere or take place outside our borders. Homegrown violent extremists instead can be motivated by any viewpoint on a full spectrum of hate. Anti-government views, racism, bigotry, anarchy, and other despicable beliefs.
Despicable
when it comes to hate and intolerance, there's no single ideology that governs. Now, in America, harboring extremist views is not itself a crime, nor should it be.
Oh, really?
And it is not the expression of a hateful ideology or association with a particular hateful group. What we do focus on is that line between speech and violence, and it's crossed too often, and it results in heartbreaking tragedy. The list includes plots and attacks on government buildings, businesses, synagogues, mosques, and other public infrastructure. It includes assassinations, planned assassinations of police officers, judges, civil rights figures, doctors, and others. It includes the stockpiling of illegal weapons, explosives, and biological and chemical weapons, and killing sprees that have terrorized local communities. Looking back over the past few years, it is quite clear that domestic terrorists and homegrown violent extremists remain a clear and present danger here inside the United States. And as I said, we recognize that according to at least one study, more people have died in this country in attacks by domestic extremists than in attacks associated with international terrorist groups over the last, say, 5 or 6 years. As our Southern Poverty Law Center colleagues can attest, racial hatred motivates many of these violent extremist attacks. And the Attorney General noted this summer that these kinds of hate crimes are the original domestic terrorism. Among domestic extremist movements inside the United States, the white supremacists are among the most violent. The Charleston shooter, who had a manifesto laying out a racist worldview, is just one example. His actions followed deadly shooting sprees by white supremacists in Kansas, Wisconsin, and elsewhere. We talked about the case of Kevin Harpham, and one where it was successfully disrupted, but we're not always so fortunate. And in August 2012, Wade Michael Page, who also espoused white supremacist and neo-Nazi views, fatally shot 6 people and wounded 4 others, including a responding police officer at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. He acted alone, and he died in the course of the attacks with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We also see anti-government views triggering violence throughout America. As just one example, three militia members were recently sentenced.
Notice they're getting, trying to talk white supremacists that are almost completely federal run, mentally ill people, they wind up to hateful rhetoric, to speech in America. So see, that's where they're going with all this and arresting people that have rebel flags at parks and charging them with terrorism. Let's go back.
Georgia for conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction in attacks against federal government buildings. They attempted to acquire explosives in early 2014 with the goal of destroying U.S. government infrastructure as part of a guerrilla warfare strategy to undermine the government of the United States. And more broadly, law enforcement agencies across the nation are concerned about the growth of the sovereign citizen movement. According to one 2014 study, state, local, and tribal local law enforcement officials considered sovereign citizens to be their top concern, and it ranked above ISIL or Al-Qaeda-inspired extremists. And that's consistent with the conversations I've had with police departments across the country, both in my time here and when I was at the FBI. These adherents to the so-called sovereign citizen ideology believe they don't have to answer to any government authority, including courts, taxing entities, or law enforcement. And although most sovereign citizens espouse these views lawfully, as they are entitled to do, some resort to violence.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
So,
every morning at the mine,
the Deputy Attorney General is up there announcing who the big enemy is. And he basically spends 10 seconds on radical Islamicists without even naming them and then just moves on to the sovereign citizens movement. That probably does kill about two cops a year. I've seen the numbers. And they just, that's all they show, police and training videos. End of the world, oh, they're going to kill you any minute. And then meanwhile, this is the very Justice Department trying to federalize the police and has been caught running all the Trayvon Martin stuff, stirring everything up on record, and funding radical Islamicists to kill hundreds of thousands overseas. That's how radical this criminal government is. So let's go back to him talking about sovereign citizens. Then he announces the Domestic Terrorism Initiative. Here it is.
More broadly, law enforcement agencies across the nation are concerned about the growth of the sovereign citizen movement. According to one 2014 study,
I mean, can't they just be sovereign like
state,
the illegal?
Local and tribal law? Local law enforcement officials considered sovereign citizens to be their top concern, and it ranked above ISIL or Al-Qaeda-inspired extremists. And that's consistent with...
We've had a bunch of attacks at recruiting centers, shootings this year. They'll never say it's a radical Muslim because that's controlled media. And you just heard, ranking number one is the sovereign citizens. And that's just people that don't have any more money. They're out on a piece of property just hanging on. They're not homeless yet. This guy wants to make them homeless. They're bitter clingers. They're veterans. He hates their guts. And so it's the number one threat is the patriots. That's because they segue from sovereign citizen into anybody that's for guns, anything. Here, let's go back to it.
I've had with police departments across the country, both in my time here and when I was at the FBI.
But the illegals don't follow law either, right?
Adherence to the so-called sovereign citizen ideology believe they don't have to answer to any government authority.
Let's including No, unconstitutional authority. Are there some quacks out there that go too far? Yes. Most of them just know what they're talking about and are fed up. And they know the illegals are above the law, so they're not going to follow any of it. So you ignore all the laws of the illegals, bring them in, have the Justice Department complete the smuggling process, engage in all this racketeering, and then they got Eddie Haskell up here. It's like he's 12 years old. I mean, you people don't follow the law. Here's Obama right here in the Washington Post. Obama weighs executive action on guns, circumventing Congress, October 8th. What's that called? Not believing in the law? People are a sick joke. Let's go back to it.
Taxing entities or law enforcement. And although most sovereign citizens espouse these views lawfully, as they are entitled to do, some resort to violence. Terry Nichols, the convicted accomplice in the Oklahoma City bombing, is believed by many to have viewed.
I mean, you understand the former attorney general was the deputy attorney general, his position before. Literally, the emails came out in the lawsuit saying this is a D-Day level event. We've got to put everything on it to cover up what's happening. And the cover-up he talks about in the emails was his people there with our eyewitnesses loading the bombs. And so they can now point at us and say, we blew up Oklahoma City. Remember Rush Limbaugh? Within 30 minutes, Bill Clinton said it was talk radio's fault. If they can take him down, they can take everybody else down. You understand how, folks, I know these people's M.O. I know how they operate. I know what they're going to do. And we're watching you, and we're not afraid. Go ahead and finish up with this guy.
For the sovereign citizen movement. And in 2010, Joseph and Jerry Kane, a father and son who identified with the sovereign citizen movement, killed two police officers and then themselves were killed in an ensuing shootout with police after a routine traffic stop. And in June 2014, Gerard and Amanda Miller, likely motivated by the sovereign anti-government ideology, killed two Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department restaurant in Las Vegas. They then went to a nearby Walmart and killed another innocent person. And during their attacks, they declared the beginning of a so-called revolution. So these attacks and others...
By the way, they were death heads into the occult, into Satanism, into just being radical. And you blame us again for that. And I was blamed. They said I made it happen. You know, in the news. So there you go. I'm the target. You're the target. We'll be back with more of this guy. I mean, he's just talking about sick. Fourth hour, InfoWars.com/show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.